Prologue. The morning was cold but clear, the rising sun setting the deep grey waters of the Thames aflame and wrapping the still dark buildings in a mantle of crimson light. It was a sight that took one's breath away, and Dick Hawley got to enjoy it nearly every day. He sucked the last few drops of gin from his dented tin flask and pulled his knitted cap lower, but it would take a lot more than that to warm him up. He was near frozen, and his joints ached mercilessly, reminding him of his advancing years. But he wasn't ready to quit yet. What would he do this time if he did? And who'd look after him once he got too old to work the oars? There were few boats on the river, but Dick liked having the river to himself, if only for a short time. When asked, he said he was a ferryman, and he was for a few daylight hours. But it was his night-time activities that kept him fed and watered. He went out nearly every night, making sure to pass close to the bridges and listening intently for the telltale splash that often preceded a fortuitous find. What was it with people throwing themselves off bridges, he wondered, as he rowed along hour after hour, hoping to spot a floater? Surely there were easier ways to die if one had a mind to end it all. But if they'd chosen to drown their sorrows permanently, or if someone had given them a helping hand, there was always something to find on a fresh corpse. At best, the poor sot still had his purse and valuables on him. At worst, the coat and shoes could be sold to a rag and bone shop once they dried. Sometimes there was even a fancy waistcoat or a snuff box still full of tobacco. Even now, Dick's pockets held a pretty timepiece and the purse he'd lifted off some posh cove he'd spotted not 2 hours ago. The silly bugger was hardly more than a boy, and there were sure to be parents and possibly some young woman who was about to learn she was now a widow. Shame, that, but it would have been a waste had the valuables been lost to the murky waters of the river, or worse yet, picked up by another boatman. Dick peered into the shimmering sunrise, surprised to see another boat. He had noticed it before, but it must have been there for some time. It was drifting slowly, leisurely, the prow nosing its way toward him. Dick shielded his eyes with a hand clad in a worn fingerless glove and fixed his gaze on the dinghy. At first he took it to be empty. It might have come untied and drifted away from its hapless owner. But then he spotted a mass of copper curls, the tresses glinting like a freshly minted coin in the rays of the rising sun. Gripping his oars tighter, Dick rowed toward the tiny craft, his mouth opening in shock once he could see inside. A woman lay in the bottom of the boat, her face serene, her eyes closed, her breasts bare beneath the thick tendrils of glorious hair that had been adorned with flowers. Dick leaned forward, craning his neck to get a better look at the rest of her. Her bottom half was wrapped in silky blue fabric, making her legs look like the tail of a mermaid. The woman was breathtaking, but her beauty was nothing more than a momentary illusion, for death was already her master, and it had started about its ugly work. Despite the cold, Dick pulled off his hat and held it to his chest, in a moment of silent acknowledgement of the person she had been only a few hours before. Then he reached for the hook he used to harpoon the floaters and pulled the boat closer, tying it to his own so he could tow it to shore. He'd summon a constable once he'd tied up. He owed her that much, he decided, for she was his very own mermaid. It was only when he'd pulled the dinghy onto the thick mud of the bank that he noticed the gold band on her finger. It glinted in the sun, taunting him with its promise. Well, he'd be hurting no one if he took a little souvenir, Dick reasoned. This lovely no longer had any use for it, did she? Dick slid the ring off the woman's finger, then yelled, "Oi!" when he noticed a ragamuffin child hovering in the shadow of the bridge. "Come here, boy! I've got a job for you," Dick cried, and held up a sixpence.